Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these Pebbles of Truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at www.pebblesoftruth.com.
Welcome to Pebbles of Truth. My name is Bruce McCracken, and we've been looking at the four laws of marriage coming out of Genesis chapter 2, verses 24 to 25. For this reason, a man shall leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. We've talked about the law of priority, where we leave our fathers and mothers to make our spouse the most important human relationship in our life. And last week, we talked about the law of pursuit, the need to cleave, to hold on to for dear life. We want to continue to woo the love and affection of our spouses. If you missed those two programs, you can go out to the website, pebblesoftruth.com, download them, and get caught up. But today we want to look at the third law of marriage found in that third phrase, and the two shall become one flesh. You know, so often when we hear the words one flesh, we limit our thoughts to the physical dimension of marriage. And while it certainly does involve that, it's so much more. The idea of two people becoming one implies the total merging of every area of their lives into one another. And that's our pebble of truth for today. We need to embrace all of our spouse. We need to own every part of him or her. I want you to imagine for a minute that your life is like a 20-room mansion. And now you're walking down the aisle or you're standing at the altar and you're going to give yourself away to another 20-room mansion. And while you're there, really, you're willing to let one another into maybe five or six rooms of your house, but you're actively keeping each other out of some of the other rooms. And eventually what happens is you get comfortable and you begin to notice that there's other doors in this house and you wonder what's behind them and you start knocking. You know, marriage is a little bit like buying a house. We rarely, if ever, find one with everything that we want or where everything is perfect. There are some things that are a little less than what we'd hoped for. And the same is true in our relationships. There are no perfect spouses. Can you imagine the bride and groom standing in front of the church ready to exchange their vows? Do you, Joe, take Sue? With her $39,000 in school loans, her medical bills of excess of $5,000 a year to be your wife? And do you, Sue, take Joe with his dysfunctional family, his anger issues, and his inability to hold a job to be your husband? All these things come with our spouses and their 20-room mansions. And you may not know what surprises lurk behind some of those doors that are still locked. That's why premarital counseling is so helpful. It helps you get into doing a little mansion inspection before you take the step of ownership. You know, marriage is a complete union in which all things previously owned and managed by you individually are now owned jointly. And any unsurrendered area of your life that you keep from your spouse is ultimately going to produce that legitimate jealousy we've talked about and undermine trust. What are some of the things that we might keep from our spouses? The area of money issues, our parents, children, career, jobs, hobbies, dreams, friendships, and some secrets. All those things could be lurking behind doors in our mansion. The law of possession says that we need to establish trust and intimacy in our marriage by embracing one another totally. Unless we're willing to let our spouse have free run of our mansion and we have full run of his or hers, we're going to have trouble building intimacy and trust. There'll always be that little bit of doubt and fear and mistrust in the relationship. The idea of oneness is all about intimacy or intimacy. There can't be any secret places. There's many kinds of intimacy, physical, emotional, spiritual, intellectual, recreational. Visit the website and pick up your copy of Rating Our Intimacy Guide. This exercise will not only help you identify the many types of intimacy, but it will help you evaluate them together as a couple. That's at pebblesoftruth.com. So until next week, keep building your house on the rock.
You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at www.pebblesoftruth.com.